From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. It's game time again. Every once in a while, we ask listeners to create word images for us. We invite you to describe the voices of famous people for our series Vocal Impressions. Well, to lead us down that path again, here's our series maitre d', Brian McConaughey, with the responses to our last query.
In a word, Paula Winslow, a.k.a. Bambi's mom, evoked blankets, Jesse Jackson gravel, Jerry Seinfeld anxiety, and Grace Slick flying. So for a brief sampling of your thoughts, we'll begin with Paula Winslow, Bambi's mom.
You must never rush out on the meadow. There might be danger.
Peter Odorati says she sounds like the voice of a 1940s film on proper hygiene. Ashley Harper states Paula Winslow is the sweet housewife and soccer mom with four kids who really wanted to be an FBI agent. Jeremy, no last name given, offers she sounds like your buddy's sexy mom. But is she June Cleaver or Mrs. Robinson? And Nancy Good offers she's the voice that Valium would bottle if Night Owl hasn't done it first.
Never again should a black...
Next was Jesse Jackson.
Or Hispanic, or woman, or Jew, because of race, religion, or sex, be limited.
Jesse Mathey says he sounds like my childhood marble collection in my sports car's crankcase. Jackie Ottemeyer states he sounds like an angry Rice Krispie treat. T. Sherman declares Jesse Jackson's words sound like charcoal briquettes tumbling out of a bag. And Mary Godwin offers he sounds like a lion poked once too often by a trainer's chair. Next was Jerry Seinfeld.
I tell you what they should do. They should combine the two jobs. Make it one job, cop slash garbage man.
Jim Veltman says he sounds like the voice we hear in our heads when we talk underwater. Richard Ellison offers he sounds like a bemused tour guide leading you through his own brain. Jim McInvale declares Jerry Seinfeld sounds like two kids arguing over a toy that neither really wants.
I always see cops walking around with nothing to do. Grab a broom.
Chris Kingsley states he sounds like the kid who doesn't swim but wears nose plugs at the pool anyway. And Brian Delmonico says he sounds like a monk coming out of a 40-year vow of silence. And our last voice, Grace Slick. Chris Jepsen declares her voice is a burglar alarm in a convent. David Carpenter says her voice is what it must be to fly like Superman. Will Bauman states Grace Slick sounds like the woman every man wants to meet but wouldn't know what to do with. Tony Buffington suggests she's the sound of the wind in San Francisco on a brisk, clear day. And Stephen Moody says she's the trumpet voice that's calling you to heaven or to hell, but you're not sure which. And so we move on to our next batch of voices for the month of May. We'll begin with...
Hey, Stella!
Marlon Brando.
So what happens? He gets the title shot outdoors in a ballpark, and what do I get? A one-way ticket to Palookaville. You was my brother, Charlie. You should have looked out for me a little bit.
Carol Channing.
A kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend.
But I must say that fanfare alone will not wean America from its addiction to fossil fuels and lead us toward energy independence.
Senator Joe Lieberman.
And he suggested that his plan, however laudable its goals, would be to...
And our last voice, singer-songwriter Dave Matthews. That's a pretty eclectic group that should keep you busy for a while, and I look forward to seeing your replies.
That's Brian McConaughey, and you can offer your vocal impression at our website, npr.org.